Each California Channel Island has its own heartbeat. Each island has its own dynamic.
Well, this is the final frontier of our continent.
There's 8 islands off the coast of California. The 4 northerly ones are kind of in a line just off of Santa Barbara here.
The southern 4 islands are more widely scattered, but to just say that they're a group of islands is to completely misrepresent what they are. They are the trace of a vanished world.
They're unique, one-of-a-kind landmarks off our coastline, which have been home to rare plants and animals, as well as some of California's earliest residents. But most of us don't know a lot about the Channel Islands, and many people have never visited them. Now, an ambitious documentary called West of the West, Tales from California's Channel Islands, is trying to tell the island story.
The idea behind it is to tell the human history of these islands we all see when we drive up and down along the coast, but most of us know very little, if anything, about. You know, they create a sense of mystery, a sense of curiosity. They have a fascinating history that goes back 14,000 years and continues right until today.
Documentary filmmakers Sam Tyler, Peter Seaman, and Brent Sumner teamed up for the project. The 3 Santa Barbara County men realized telling the story of the islands wouldn't be easy.
From a filmmaking point of view, we learned you cannot take 14,000 years of history and approach it sort of in a linear fashion. You know, that would be a 100-hour-long movie. Our colleague Peter Seaman came up with the idea of let's take some tales. We'll take some human interest stories that collectively represent the 14,000 years.
Tyler gives some examples of the stories highlighted in the documentary.
We have the story of Arlington Springs Man, the oldest known human remains in North America. We have the story of the lone woman of San Nicolas Island, the inspiration for the book Island of the Blue Dolphins. We have the story of the Vale and Vickers Cattle Ranch on Santa Rosa Island. So we broke it into 14 tales that collectively tell 14,000 years worth of history.
Tyler says they shot the documentary over a 3-year period, ending up with so much footage and so many interviews with archaeologists, biologists, and other experts, they realized they wouldn't even need a narrator. It was a project they decided to do because the Channel Islands had stories which they felt needed to be told. So they didn't take salaries, and the film was done as a nonprofit project.
People thought I was a little crazy for putting in this much time. The same with Pete Seaman. He's a noted Hollywood screenwriter. He wrote Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He wrote Shrek the Third. He wrote The Wild Wild West. I mean, this guy's a serious A-level screenwriter, but he was retired. And I've been producing documentaries for public television for 30 or 40 years. And I'm retired. So they said, well, you guys are back making a movie. This is going to be quite a score for you working together. But we said, no, we're working for free. And they'd, a lot of people didn't get that.
The film runs 2.5 hours with a 15-minute intermission. It's been split into 3-hour-long programs for airing on PBS television stations throughout the state this spring. Tyler talks about what they hope people take away from the documentary.
What it really represents is a big part of America's lost history. There are stories that folks just don't know.
Saturday's West of the West screening at Santa Barbara's Arlington Theater is already sold out, but there are a few tickets for Sunday's 7 p.m. showing. There will be 4 screenings in Ventura on Sunday. They'll take place at noon, 2:30 p.m., 5 and 7:45 p.m. at the Century 10 Theaters in downtown Ventura. Tickets for the Ventura showings are free, but you must get them from the Channel Islands National Park Visitor Center at Ventura Harbor between now and Friday. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.